Number 28. The Mystical Army of Mousedale. Mousedale's last census had been destroyed, so nobody knew who lived there. Centralization was common in larger cities. Today there was a celebration. It was always a ceremonious event. The cavalcade of many colors came into the city, and the ceremony began. A man watched and smiled, his mouth filled with cavities. He was a celebrated blacksmith, with certification to prove it, always busy. The army horses were cauterized with his irons, the metal searing the horse's skin at a temperature higher than 100 degrees centigrade. The air was caustic, he couldn't breathe. But as his father had also been a great blacksmith, the title seeded from father to son. He knew it was his chosen life. A lady also eagerly awaited their arrival, and sat deep in celebration. Her beauty made her a local celebrity, and her eyes were a celestial blue. She walked alone, carrying her cello and some ceramics to use during the feast. Everyone watched her as she walked. Even the monks who had come to the tower from their wine cellars watched her but felt nothing. The monks were celibate, now and forever. She was a censorious woman, nothing was good enough for her. The horses cavorted along, ridden by many different people. Cavaliers, centurions, ceramics, knights, and a proud centaur who walked with an air of certainty. The centurion was the master of this cavalry. He was cautionary as he rode through the city. Not a cerebral man, he only knew war. But the young knight ran with celerity, awaiting the applause. They caviled about the lack of food in the villages. Tonight everyone would feast on meat and cereal. As the centurion centripetally marched in a centripetal way through the cemetery, he could feel the dead. The warnings he tried to give were stopped by the censor. He was going to lose the battle. If he ceded his magical armor, he knew all was lost. "Trouble! Trouble! Cement the deal!" someone shouted. The cavalier censored his young apprentice. He was making the others nervous. The blacksmith watched with excitement as he squatted in the cavern, between the two houses, full of certitude about the outcome. A knight rode up to the centurion and hit him around his cephalic armor. He felt like he was in a centrifuge, and fell from his horse. His head was bursting with centrifugal force. He felt like dying. There was a cessation in the battle. The centurion gave his armor in session to the knight. The army had a new leader.